dinosaur noise ever.
That's kind of good.
No, that sounds like chewing. That's sad.
It kind of has a little chewy in it, though. I'm talking about the raptors, man.
Yeah. No, they don't. No, they don't sound like chewy.
Or the they honk, a couple honk, different noises.
That sounds like a goose. Honk, honk, honk,
honk, honk. Yeah, kind of. It does. No, there's a raptor does that. No. It does do that.
No, that's chewy. You're thinking of Star Wars.
No.
It made up Wookiee.
It has the conch noise. And then they do that. I'm serious. You're wrong on this one.
I'm not going to believe you one bit. Not one bit. Nope. We don't know what dinosaurs sound like, and I'm pretty sure they don't sound like that.
I saw one yesterday, and it made that noise.
You did? Yeah. What if they sounded like me, 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 me?
Yeah, how do we know? I mean,
we don't know. We're guessing. We are guessing at what they look like.
Do they know?
No. No, they don't. No, they make educated guesses, but we have no idea what dinosaurs sounded like. None.
Like we did just start to put feathers on dinosaurs recently, didn't we?
Yeah, we still don't know exactly what they look like. We're guessing. We have an educated guess by their skeletons. But besides that, we have no idea. We have no idea. None.
Fun fact, a lot of the dinosaur noises they got for the movie Jurassic Park is a mix between a lion, a walrus, which is absolutely insane. A walrus. Go type in walrus noises on YouTube. You'll be there for an hour. And an elephant.
I thought it was tortoises having sex.
Well, it might have thrown that in there, too, in the mix.
Anyway. All right. Well, hey, we could sit here and talk about dinosaurs, what we know literally nothing about.
Because they're effing sweet.
We don't have the expertise in dinosaurs to be talking about.
I used to draw them as a kid. That's all I needed to know.
Perfect. All right. Let's do your dumb vocabulary, moron.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do...
Dude, I'm telling you, I used to be able to draw mean dinosaurs.
No, you couldn't. Let's do... have we done... no, not that one. I don't like that one. I thought it was going
to
be...
Just draw that T-Rex head, man. It'd be all detailed.
What about Muff Burglar? Muff's a word that needs to come back. Muff Burglar.
Muff. I don't know. Muff. I don't like the word muff. It just screams hairy.
Muff Burglar.
You're stealing somebody's muff.
It's, there you go. That's right. We just do
steal someone's chick.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Going there stealing your buddy's chick. You're a muff burglar.
You're a muff burglar. That's right. A guy who steals chicks away from you at the bar or wherever. God. Example, I hate Tom. He's a total muff burglar.
Jeez.
Yeah, sitting around the pool all day, chasing the muff around.
keep shaving the muff, you know. Don't stop doing that because you're getting in some other trends from back in the day. The high-waisted shorts, bringing a lot of stuff from back in the day back. Please. Yes.
Ladies,
don't bring the muff back.
Listen to Hunter. You do whatever you want to. It's your body. It's your choice. It's your.
Listen.
If you want a big old fro down there, if you want the muffiest muff out there.
It's gross, dude. Because Brock likes muff.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
He's a big muff guy. He's a big muff guy.
Who doesn't? All right. I'm a fan.
Everybody. I don't know.
I'm shaped by what I watched as a young man, okay? And there was a lot of 70s Playboys in that hunting cabin.
Lots of muff.
Yeah. I can't help it. All right, there you go. That's your dumb vocabulary.
Shave it off.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get fired after this one.